FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today we're talking with Mike Gazzola, our good friend from Easy Residual Income. And Mike, a lot of people have sent me emails that want to know what FBA is, how it works, and why it makes it so easy and so profitable on Amazon.
Yeah, and that's a great question because, see, a lot of people still think if you want to sell online and create a residual lifetime income, they think you still have to have a warehouse. They think you still have to have a bunch of employees for customer service. They think that the whole process just requires so much time and investment, right? So a lot of us, like, well, pretty much all of us listening, right? We use Amazon as consumers. And a lot of times you see FBA, right? Fulfillment by Amazon. And a lot of the questions I've got is people think that when it says FBA, fulfillment by Amazon, that you're actually buying it from Amazon, right? So a lot of people that are kind of new to internet marketing and people that have no experience with internet marketing, they think if you want to start selling on Amazon, you have to have a warehouse, you have to fulfill all the shipping, you have to handle all the customer service. So, and even I thought that several years ago, right? Mm-hmm. I thought that if I wanted to get into this business, that it would be all kinds of capital that I have to invest in all these different things. And I'm not sure about you, but that's how I felt.
Yeah, I never really understood it, but then I ordered some things. Sometimes they weren't fulfilled by Amazon and they'd come in this weird packaging, didn't say Amazon on it. And then other times it would be stuff and I didn't quite look like Amazon was really the moving force behind it. And then I started to look closer, say, what are all these sellers doing here? Who are they? How did they get involved in this? And that's when it kind of started dawning on me that there was more to the whole Amazon platform than met the eye.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to explain to everybody right now. So what FBA is that means, so the alternative would be to have your own warehouse, have your own guys shipping out product, have your own customer service team that fulfills any complaints. What's so cool about Amazon is that you're able to, so we've talked about it over and over again, but remember the first steps are to find the right product, right? Mm-hmm. And that's just, and we already talked about it. I don't want to get into that, but using AmazonProductFinder.com, you could find the products that already sell well. You can understand whether or not you can compete. You can make sure the margins are there and you can select the right product, right? So that's actually the hardest part. And that's why I love that software. But now let's get into, okay, so you're interested. You want to start selling online. You might not understand this, and that's why I want to explain it. The way FBA works, which stands for Fulfillment by Amazon, the way that works is when you find the right product, the ones with the right margins, you know how you can compete. And I have training videos about all that fun stuff, whether or not the product makes sense, if the margins are there, if it sells well. That's all we really care about. And that's all on previous podcasts. So I don't want to get into that right now. But so now you selected the right product. What's so cool about FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon, is you just send your entire order to Amazon. They store it. They facilitate the sale. So when somebody orders a product of yours online, they collect the payment, they ship it out, they handle any customer service issues, they handle any returns. You literally are completely hands off with the customer. So you don't need the customer service people. You don't need the shipping people. You don't need a warehouse. You don't need to store. What FBA means is that you take the product that through the first steps of my training, and I spend a lot of time showing you guys the products that make the most sense based on what your goals are. Are you looking to sell something long-term? Are you looking to private label? Are you looking to make your own brand? So all that stuff. So let's just get to the end result, right? So the end result is you have a product. That product, based on all the criteria that I love teaching, I love showing, all the weekly webinars, all the people in the inner circle, all the people in our underground private group, we all are like-minded. We all think alike. And what the end result is, you take that product and it gets sent to Amazon. I don't care if it's getting sent from China. I don't care if you have a local manufacturer. I don't care if you have a bunch of stuff in your garage, right? The bottom line is all that product goes to Amazon. From that point, Amazon facilitates the entire process. And of course, they charge you a commission. So just to use some real life examples, so one of the products that I charge about $40 for, it costs me about $2 for that product. Amazon charges me about $10. So give or take the different products I have, I'm just giving examples. They charge about $10. So that means I'm in the product about $12, right? Because $10 might seem a lot. You're like, wow, you only pay $2 for it. Amazon charges you roughly $10. That's a pretty expensive proposition, but it's not, because selling it for $40, it's on their site. They host the site. They handle the entire customer service aspect. Included in that $10 is the shipping to the customer, the customer service. If the customer has any issues, they want to return it, or it didn't arrive as it should have, meaning it was damaged. Now with Amazon, that's going to be pretty dang far and few between that a product doesn't arrive in perfect condition. But let's just take the 2 out of 1,000 people that you do have to have returns or refunds, or they had different intentions, right? There's people that look to order your products for the sake of copying you. And that's fine. I welcome competition, because we're always going to outmarket those people. But FBA is what we're talking about today. So it means sending your product to Amazon, having them facilitate the entire process. Obviously, they take a commission for that, but you're only paying them as the product sells. Isn't that cool? So all the warehousing, all of the shipping to the customer, any of the customer service issues, the facilitating of the sale by Amazon, that all gets handled by them, hands off by you. You don't need a staff. You don't need anybody but your own self to oversee the process, which is overseeing Amazon doing the process, right?
Right.
And just making sure you're super happy with that process.
Yeah. So Amazon, basically, they have a selling platform. And if you comply with their requirements, you can utilize that selling platform and basically be grouped in with their sellers. And they just handle all the details that would take you hours and hours to do, like warehouse, fulfillment, shipping, packing, and most importantly, customer service. When you get that one customer that's just not happy, you can consume so much time trying to make them happy or just processing the refund. And instead, boom, you just go right forward with them. They handle it and you're in the background, never getting your hands dirty.
Yeah. And that's what's so cool about the FBA, right? Is that a lot of people, even today, when they're on Amazon and they see products and they see that it's fulfilled by Amazon, they assume that that's Amazon selling the product. And it gives them that much confidence just knowing that they have a full money back guarantee. They know the product's going to arrive really quickly. Amazon has their logistics so dialed in that shipping is unbelievable. I could literally order a product today, and with or without Amazon Prime, have it in just a couple days. If I'm not super satisfied with that product, I could just send it back. But what's so cool about the FBA is it makes it so like a single entrepreneur or a solopreneur, right, is able to actually build a significant online business just utilizing the amazing machine that Amazon has already built. And that's why I developed a full training course all about step one, all the way to building your six-figure, seven-figure business. We have some people that are doing thousands of dollars per day, and they're just utilizing the machine that Amazon has already built. And if you want to check out some cool free training videos, just go to AmazonSecrets.net and enter just your first name and your email address. Check it out, because a lot of people think like, I can't do this, it's too tough. And the truth is, it's not. It takes that internal fortitude to realize that, hey, there's a machine out there. And if I have mentors, people that have actually done it, I'm part of 100 people inner circle group that are actually like-minded. We support each other. We have people that launch their product, get 30, 40 reviews in less than a week because we have the strength of our inner circle. People are ordering each other's products. They're supporting each other, giving advice to one another. And that's why I developed Amazon Secrets. And AmazonSecrets.net is the website where you just put in your first name and your email. Check out some training videos. If you want to be part of our inner circle, which is the like-minded group of underground entrepreneurs that are killing it online, then that's an application process. It's not something you just click a credit card, click a buy now button. And the point of our show today, Carrie, right, is to talk about what a lot of people don't realize is the ease of using the machine that's already built. And people think they have to build that machine, right? They're thinking, well, I can't do seven figures a year. I can't do six figures a year because I don't have a customer service department. I don't have a logistics department. I don't have a customer service, like all the things that it takes, a shipping, everything, returns, like everything that entails in a traditional business. Is what's so cool is like that end experience is handled by Amazon.
Hey, and then it basically frees you up to hopefully do the things that you do best, which is finding new products, sourcing them, and then marketing them, which is really do or die on Amazon. How effective a marketer you are is going to directly determine what your income is.
Yeah, and that's another really cool thing is you can know nothing about marketing because that's actually my favorite thing is the marketing, right? People think, well, yeah, I already see 20 of the same product that sell well. And using the tool, the Amazon Product Finder.com, it's like you see a bunch of people, but the thresholds are just like we talked in the last episode. If you see someone's doing several thousand dollars a month and they have less than 50 reviews, what that tells you is two things. The product sells well and you can compete. So what's the third thing? We need to talk about the margins, right? And that's why I develop a bunch of podcasts, my free training series. We talk about all that good stuff. And for those of you that are out there listening right now, I don't care if your goal is just to make an extra $50 a day, $100 a day, to make an extra 10, 15, 20,000 a month. It's all about following the basic steps and then duplicating and replicating the process over and over again. And in one episode, obviously, I'm not going to recap all of our previous episodes, but if this is something that you're looking to do, today I wanted to focus on what is FBA, how it works, sending the product to Amazon. And FBA is exactly what it sounds like, fulfillment by Amazon. It means you send a bunch of boxes, pallets, a bunch of product to them. They sell them off individually for you. They collect a commission just based on you selling it. So you don't pay them up front. You pay them as the product sells. And that's what I love about, you know, my flagship products is it's so cool. There's really good margins there. I pay about $2. Some are less, some are more on specific products. Now, I love the categories of pet supplies, outdoors, kitchen supplies, survival, all the fitness-based thing. I love, there's a bunch of cat, and I talk about all the categories in the training series. But what's cool is that those are my favorite categories. But the truth is, you can make money in any category. It doesn't even matter. And you don't have to have a genius product. You don't have to have a great idea. What you have to have is the ability to see that there are softwares, there's ways that you can be assisted, that you're not alone. You're not trying to just go out and try and conquer this machine of online selling and generating huge incomes online. Now, it's not for everybody. So, you know, people will think, well, it sounds like a get rich quick. It's absolutely not. It takes work and it takes dedication and it takes having that drive. But even if your goal is just to initially hit $50, $100 a day, then scale it up, then add another product. Then add another product line, then add a whole nother product category. But what you're doing is you're building incrementally. You're not like, it's so unrealistic to think like, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to become rich. Yeah, it's possible. But what's more realistic is building an income a step at a time, continuing to raise the bar on yourself, and continue just to drive and have that hunger. But when you do, the systems and the processes are in place. It's just like anything else. You're going to get out what you put into it.
And that's life. You got to be willing to invest time, effort, and attention, focus to learn what you need to learn. And then once you get the formula down, then you could go back to the other podcast we did recently about scaling up your business, how to turn it into a multi-million dollar per year business like Mike has already done. A lot of things. So get the basics, learn about FBA, learn all of their policies. I think it's really important, Mike, that you go and you go to the Amazon website, and there's a whole humongous section there where every policy of FBA, and it changes regularly too, by the way, so you need to stay up to date on it, but you need to know the FBA policies and rules and everything else like the back of your hand in order to successfully negotiate the Amazon landscape, no pun intended, but you know, you really need to know these things, and you learn a lot of it from what we've done, Mike, but there's a lot more to be learned.
That's right. No matter how good you are or you think you are. I mean, imagine Steph Curry, right? Like, he's amazing. Like, that guy, he is just so amazing at basketball, but he still has a coach, right? And even I, like, it's like you always got to keep learning. As soon as you think you know everything, and as soon as you think that you're good and I know everything I need to know, that's when you're going to fail. It's like, yeah, even me, I'm open-minded, I'm teachable, I'm coachable. There's people that do $100 million a year that I look up to, right? But if you're not there yet, I mean, right now, what is it? It's the beginning of June. I've already done multi seven figures so far this year. So if that's the place you're looking to get to, I'm a good coach for you. If you're already doing 8-9 figures a year, I'm not a good coach for you because I'm not currently doing that, right? But there's people that I look up to. I'm just being real with you guys, because no matter what level you're at, there's always a level you're looking to get to. Seven figures, multi seven figures the first half of the year, that's great, but I'm not satisfied. And I don't think that I know everything. What I do know is starting from scratch and building incrementally. Exactly what I did. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I don't have rich, wealthy parents or family. I'm just a guy that understood what my goal was and then took the steps to implement it. And what's so cool is that I've been able to document the process and kind of show you guys how I got started. And, you know, this year it's probably going to be maybe a $5 million year. That's not where I'm satisfied. That's not where I'm happy, but that's honestly what I'm on track for. But I'm looking to always grow, and I invest in myself and my education to help push me to the next level. But if you're just starting out and you're looking to start off really small, that's the hardest part. I hate to say that, right? But getting to $100 a day to me is harder than me adding on another seven figures or two seven figures to my income, because the scaling up is like, people, they find it hardest in the very beginning because it's just something that's out of their comfort zone. They need to build up. And that's actually harder. For me to add another seven figures to my income would be just tweaks, right? For you, it's like you're starting something new. And that's why I developed the entire training course. And that's why I mentor people every single week. And that's why people in my inner circle have my cell phone. We connect. I coach them. I help them move to the next level. And there's people that are going to exceed what I've already done because I'm not special. There's nothing unique about me. I just follow processes that are already proven, that I've gone through the trial and error. I know what works, but more importantly, I know what doesn't work. And I know how to eliminate that stuff. But building to an 8-figure, 9-figure, 10-figure business is something I have not done. But it's something that I look to people that have already done it. It's like, who do you listen to? You listen to people that have already done what you're looking to do. You don't listen to people that have ideas or think something or negative people. You don't listen to them.
No.
You listen to people that have done already what you're looking to do. And that's my qualification. If I'm going to listen to somebody, and I'm not getting into story time right now, but hey, you know, I'm a real estate guy at heart, right? I take my profits, my invest, like the money I generate, I love investing in real estate. But what's so funny is, like, so I land in Phoenix, right? And the cab driver in the car, he's like, what are you doing here? This is a horrible real estate market. You know, this is before things like just recently started peaking. He's like, what are you doing here? Like, and I'm like, oh, I'm here based on real estate, right? I didn't really want to get into it. He's like, oh, he's like, you should get back on the plane. This is the worst place to be. And what I didn't want to tell the guy is, like, hey, I'm actually here to close on a house that I'm making six figures on, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, who do you listen to? Do you listen to the cab driver that says, horrible place, you're doing the wrong, this is the worst thing to do, right? Is that a qualified opinion, or is that somebody that's just negative at heart and they're spouting out what they hear on the news or read on a magazine or newspaper or a blog? They're not actually people that have done what I'm looking to do, right? So if it's something I'm looking to do, do I listen to the cab driver, or do I listen to one of my mentors that has made several million dollars a month in that exact location, right? It's like, who do you listen to? You'll get 10 cab drivers telling you to jump back on the plane and go home. And I was taking the cab to go to the location, right? It's like, it's so funny. Like, I'm there to literally collect revenue. He's telling me I'm in the wrong place, wrong time, horrible idea, that I should just go home. And I'm not going to go into with him like, oh no, I'm not a guy that wants to pound my chest. I'm a results guy. I know my result. I know what I did. I could be proud of it. I got back on the plane, you know, knew that I made a tremendous investment. I was super happy. I knew that it would impact my family's life. And then I just continue to build on that, right? And listen to people that have done what I'm looking to do.
And that's really what it's about. It's about taking action and getting the information and the knowledge that you need from people who've actually done it, rather than people who've just, started a course or started a show or whatever. You want to know that the people you're looking to have actually walked the walk. They aren't just talking the talk. And that's one of the great things about what you're doing, Mike, is you've proven the results over and over again. Now you've got 500 people in your Facebook group who are also proving your results. It just doesn't get any better than that. So go over to AmazonSecrets.net, AmazonSecrets.net, free site, no charge. Take a look at it. See if it's for you. You don't need to go look any further than that site. It will give you all the skills you need for free. And you can just start your business and start earning money, earning an income 24/7. The sales keep going as you sleep, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things, right? It's like, you go to bed at night, you wake up in the morning, you already made money. I mean, I don't know of any other job, right? Quote unquote job that is going to allow you to sleep and make money. I mean, I don't know of any boss that'll do that, pay you while you're sleeping, but that's the thing about being an entrepreneur.
None that I know. So AmazonSecrets.net. And hey, next time, Mike, let's talk about passive income investing, various ways you can do it, and why Amazon is so good.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Like, you know, talk about, you know, I have certainly some really cool stuff that we'll talk about next time as far as passive income and generating residual income. I got some really cool stuff about that. And then kind of talk about what's the difference between that and different models. And I think that'll be really beneficial to those of you that are actually looking to take action.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.